A 13-year-old can become a millionaire faster than their father could earn a fraction of that amount. This isn't hyperbole. It's the reality of our democraticized media landscape. We live in an unprecedented moment where the same tools used by Zuckerberg and the Google founders sit freely available on your laptop. Yet, despite this universal access, most voices vanish into digital silence, while a select few command massive influence. What separates them isn't luck or privilege. It's understanding a systematic framework for creating genuine impact. The answer lies in a deceptively simple formula. Impact equals contrast times reach times exposure times articulation times trust times echo. Each element amplifies the others, creating exponential rather than incremental results. Consider adventurer Brett Rogers, who travels rivers without fossil fuels. His contrast comes from unique documentary footage of the Gulf before the BP disaster. His reach extends through the documentary channel and web series. His exposure builds through episodic content that keeps audiences returning. His articulation is crystal clear, an adventurer who travels down rivers without using a single barrel of oil. His trust emerges from raw, high-quality filmmaking that transports viewers onto his journeys. His echo, the emotional resonance, makes audiences genuinely care about his adventures. Remove any single element, and his impact crumbles. Today's marketplace resembles a chaotic carnival of pitches. As content creation becomes cheaper and audiences grow cynical, your ideas must be sharp enough to penetrate mental armor protecting people's attention. Ideas have shapes like physical objects. A baseball fits its glove because their shapes complement each other. Similarly, your concepts need molding to fit your audience's mental frameworks. The best idea spreaders carefully design their concepts to be caught effectively. Transform vague inspiration into actionable concepts by asking, what's your goal? How does this fit your existing work? What resources do you need? How will you know whether to continue or pivot? The shotgun blast approach embraces an uncomfortable truth. Creating garbage is often necessary for eventually producing genius. Pattern recognition explains why contrast becomes crucial. It's the unique proposition that differentiates you in a saturated market. When contrast is low, nothing has impact. When it's high, visibility becomes immediate. Instructor Kenneth Hodge taught a transformative lesson. Tell it to me like I'm 6 years old. This isn't dumbing down. It's removing unnecessary complexity. Nike proved this with Just Do It. Apple mastered it with Think Different. Try this exercise. Describe complex concepts using 20 words maximum, each word limited to 2 syllables. This constraint forces precision and clarity. Chipotle's ordering system demonstrates this brilliantly. 4 signs reading order, with, salsas, and extras guide customers through choices effortlessly. Their back-to-the-start animation communicates sustainable farming without complex terminology. The too-many-idea syndrome plagues creative professionals. Just as a film mixing sci-fi robots, Greek mythology, crime drama, and musical numbers fails from scattered focus, successful projects maintain singular vision. Constraints don't limit creativity. They enhance it by forcing thoughtful development of truly promising concepts. Platforms are transmitters that amplify ideas to the world. Angeline became famous through Los Angeles billboards. Gary Vaynerchuk built an empire with wine videos. Kim Kardashian amplified TV fame through social media and mobile apps. Lucas Cruikshank turned YouTube videos into Nickelodeon movies. Amanda Hawking, self-published on Amazon, earned millions, then landed a traditional book deal. Each leveraged different platform combinations to reach their audience. Reach, the ability to connect with large audiences, is what creators truly desire. While buying followers is tempting, authentic reach requires persistent effort. Even Louis C.K., Joe Rogan, and Dave Chappelle developed their audiences painstakingly over years. Understanding when to extract value is where many stumble. Ricky Gervais monetized his world's most popular podcast with a paywall and immediately plummeted from the top spot. Adam Carolla used traditional sponsors to extract value from advertisers rather than listeners. The key is building trust first, then carefully introducing revenue streams that align with your audience's interests. Exposure means repeatedly reaching your audience until they act, but balance is crucial. Unlike hype's temporary spike, building your own channel creates lasting impact that compounds over time. When done right, exposure isn't even noticed. It's your ideas spreading and being remixed by participants. Through extensive testing, a surprising discovery emerged. Platform size doesn't guarantee bigger impact. Having 100 engaged followers in your specific industry often proves more valuable than 10,000 passive followers. The real value comes from nurturing relationships with high-quality connectors. The eternal question, how often should I post, has no universal answer. Daily content typically increases subscribers by 25 to 40%, while weekly posting maintains them. Sundays show 30% higher interaction rates, but ultimately, consistency and quality matter most. For unknown creators, targeting big names rarely works, below 1% success. Better strategies start with like-minded people in smaller communities, tell stories with universal themes, craft narratives making the audience the hero, help others first. Success comes from building a reputation as a valuable community member, not a self-promoter. Audiences passively consume content. Communities actively engage. You're not a community's leader. You're privileged to serve people gathered around your ideas. Trust follows a formula. Credibility x reliability x intimacy divided by self-interest. Credibility stems from qualifications and recognition. Reliability, consistent delivery, is rare online and therefore valuable. Intimacy drives decisions through personal connection over credentials. Self-interest is the denominator. Lower perceived self-interest equals higher trust. During the 2010 FIFA World Cup, YouTube added a Vuvuzela button that blasted the deafening sound with no volume control. This absurd decision worked because it was fundamentally human. It was a joke. The secret to online trust is being genuinely human, not mimicking human behavior. Online social dynamics mirror cocktail parties. Build relationships through steps. Create strong first impressions via your profile. Initiate contact by asking about others. Tactfully qualify opportunities. Make introductions without expecting returns. And invite promising contacts to continue conversations elsewhere. Rush any step and the connection collapses. Adele exemplifies emotional resonance by connecting authentically with audiences. At her Royal Albert Hall performance, she attracted diverse listeners through universal themes of love and heartbreak, speaking between songs as a friend addressing each person individually, not as a distant celebrity. Resonance backfires when celebrities claim to understand struggles while living privileged lives. Adele succeeds by sharing genuinely relatable experiences, like being the sober friend managing drunk friends' messes. To create resonance, use your audience's language, find authentic common ground, and share your feelings honestly. Electronic artist deadmau5 transforms fans into collaborators through live video feeds sharing creative struggles, never calling followers fans to avoid separation. Author Paulo Coelho shifts attention to readers. His Twitter background features their faces, and he engages in genuine two-way conversations. The internet overflows with how-to content, but lacks motivation. When you make people feel something positive, they associate that feeling with you. To inspire, distill your message to its emotional essence, deliver it from multiple angles, ground it with specific examples, and practice constantly. Your fingerprint remains in places you labored and people you influenced. Everyone has this chance. Will you take it?